Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room you say to me is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody, growing in popularity every single week. I'm just going to adjust the height on my microphone here, because it seems a little low. What the heck goes on? It's been a big week. Has it? I don't know. It's been pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. There was a Ticketmaster lawsuit that matters to you. And that's going to take over the second half of this podcast. So, the first half, I got something that's been pissing me off the last couple of weeks. And I can't. I'm not a girl. So, I mean, if you haven't come to the realization that I am not a female, I am not a female. But, you know, when you see wacky things when you scroll Facebook, like political stuff, idiot stuff. And I thought we were in a land of I thought feminism was happening. But I guess not. I see a bunch of girls updating their Facebook statuses, like throwing shade towards other girls, what they're wearing. I saw a post from a girl that said, why do girls choose to wear their clothes 3 times too small? Do you think that looks cute? It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying, that looks disgusting. First of all, you don't waste a paragraph saying that it bothers, that something bothers you, and then say it you don't care. Like, oh, no skin off my back. That's like if I recorded a 2-hour podcast and I was screaming and shit to the point where I had no voice, and at the end of the podcast I was like, well, not like it matters to me. Because obviously, if I'm talking about it on my podcast, it does matter to me. I saw another one later in the day. It's the same day. How do girls walk around with all this makeup caked on their face? Listen, dear girl who put that on their Facebook status, just because some girls are blessed with the ability to put on makeup and it looks cool, don't hate. Go on YouTube and figure out how to put on nice makeup. Or if you look, if you feel that you're attractive enough without makeup, then that's fine. What's the big deal? I mean, listen, some girls wear makeup, some girls don't wear makeup. I don't... Whatever. Truthfully, me personally, a girl could have a bag over their head. I just want them to be rad. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, what is it with girls, with women? Well, it's not women. Because girls tear each other down and women build each other up. Now, that's another nugget of genius from the... From the ever genius. The very genius, Linda Kite. Girls tear each other down. Women build each other up. And it's true. Like, you're in a place where you have to find little... Like, you're walking down the street. And your life... You're living your life the way you want to... Alright, now, step back. If you're a girl that likes other girls, comment all you want. Because, obviously, you know, I mean, if you like other girls, like me, if I see a girl wearing something and I think it's gross or something, I might say, what is she thinking? To myself, because that might be somebody that I had the chance to procreate with at a later date. But if this is, like, if I see a dude walking down the street, what the fuck do I care what he's wearing? Like, women tearing each other down when they're supposed to be getting together and being strong. But, like, if you see, if Amy Schumer gets on a, if somebody tries to take Amy Schumer off the cover of a magazine, all the women stand together. Oh, well. We shouldn't be judged over our bodies. Yeah, you shouldn't. But you're too busy judging each other over that shit. And that shit gets to me. What is wrong with you? We live in a world where, you know how the world is filled with vile hatred spewing back and forth from person to person? Like, who's gonna be the one who starts the behavior where we're nice to each other? Who's gonna start that? That's like when you have an argument with somebody, like, well, they disrespected me. Well, they disrespected me. Well, someone has to show respect first. Someone has to. Well, we're just gonna be going in the same cycle of treating each other like shit, treating each other like shit, hating each other. Oh, why? Why is everyone so hateful towards one another? Oh, look at that girl. She's wearing makeup. How do you wear makeup like that? What does it matter to you? Is that girl with your man or something? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just don't understand. And the girls I'm friends with on Facebook, besides the two that had that... First of all, let's just... The two people who I'm addressing who had these statuses are like old friends of mine who I, you know, probably don't consider me a friend. One of them I went to 8th grade with. We weren't friends then. And one of them I, you know, used to get high with sometimes. She's sober, so I kind of block all of her posts on Facebook because it's all inspirational, I want my kid back posts. But like, when you have a status that says... If you're a girl and you have a status that says, oh, how can girls wear clothes that are 3 times too big? 3 times too small? It makes them look this, and this, slutty, blah, blah, blah. If you're going to put that in your Facebook status, just can you do me one favor and make sure that you're not a girl who used to shoot heroin and had her child taken away by Child Protective Services? Oh. I'm sorry. You didn't put... But she didn't put that in the status update? Oh, okay. She was only judging tight clothes. She wasn't talking about how tight her veins were when she was pumping heroin into them before Child Services took her kid away. Just saying. And hey, no skin off my back, right? No skin off my back. Maybe worry about, you know, how I'll get my child to live with me again. And the girl with the makeup. I mean, listen. I know a bunch of girls that hate on makeup. But I also, the girl I went out with in high school, knew how to do the makeup, and that shit looked fucking cool. Like I said, there's several videos on YouTube you can watch. If you're a girl and you're jealous of other girls for having superior makeup ability, just go watch a video on how to do makeup. If you're a girl that doesn't wear makeup, what the fuck? Why do you care what other girls are doing unless you're into other girls? Why do women feel the need to rag on each other? When they're supposed to be the smarter species. They are the smarter species. They're the smarter species, yet they make 85% of what a guy makes. And all they do is tear each other down. As if everybody's fighting for the same guy. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't see any reason. Like, if you want, everybody should be building each other up. Everybody should be making sure everybody thinks the best about themselves. Don't go on Facebook and complain about what other people are wearing. It's something you can't control. You're not a behavior modification therapist. And if you were, you would need to modify some behaviors that actually matter. Like, you know, the people that support Donald Trump or something. Not what other girls are wearing. Listen, my shirt today was an extra small. I was at work today. I was doing aftercare. My student didn't come into school today. But I was doing aftercare. And this girl who's in first grade, I told her I'm wearing an extra small. I said, what size are you wearing? She said, I'm wearing a medium. So what, is somebody going to tell me that I'm wearing clothes that are too small? No, they're not going to tell me. What they're going to do is they're going to post a Facebook status about it. That's what they're going to do. Look, I get it. I get it's an election year, and I get it's hard to find common ground with people, but women should stand together. Humans should stand together. But, you know, that's not how life works. So, you know, how about women stand together and remain strong and fight the feminism? Not fight the fight for feminism. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. All right. Before we break down this Ticketmaster thing, I know a lot of people... A lot of people have been saying, Jay, you said there's going to be more podcasts. Jay, you said that there was going to be a Smart Marks Assholes Anonymous wrestling podcast. Jay, what happened to that? Don't worry. It's going to get off the ground fairly shortly. I'm thinking tomorrow. Or we'll do it before the draft. I don't want to bore people with that shit on this podcast because there's so many wrestling podcasts. I can just throw my name in the hat and enjoy that. So that could happen. I might be doing it like after pay-per-views. I don't know. But it will be happening. And in the meanwhile, for those wondering what's going on with Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns got suspended for violating the wellness policy. The wellness policy is like drugs. Probably steroids. Because if it wasn't steroids, they'd mention it. They'd be like, yo, he was smoking pot. But, This guy was the face of the company, and he was just suspended for 30 days. Now, it's his first time, but best believe that the face of the company label is possibly going to be removed, and he will need to earn back his trust. Fans were already booing the shit out of him. He's in the main event in the pay-per-view in 30 days. But is it going to go over? I doubt it now. All right. I got some Ticketmaster stuff on the other side. I've been teasing it. I know you're pumped for it. Stuff actually happened. But before we do, on the break here, I'm going to go to this one I saw. Fountains of Wayne, Soul Asylum, and Evan Dando. Which is a crazy card, by the way. Evan Dando played my drug buddy, Solo. So, you can listen to that, and then we're going to come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show, just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter, at Jay Porks, on Instagram, at Jay Porks, and on Facebook, at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here, it's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. Okay. Music. That's what we do in the second half. The headlines every week are powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. That was a dramatic pause. If you go to Andy Quiet right now, you can listen, you can watch the new video. Dinosaur Jr. released a new video for the music, a new video for their song Tiny off their new record. What's the name of the record? Oh, that's bothered me. It's got the word you're in it. Give a glimpse of what you're not. Your is Y-E-R. And it's due out August 5th on Jag Jaguar. The electrifying new single is called Tiny, and it features Jay's buddy slash Bulldog Beefy. Yeah, there's their rollerblading, roller derby, skateboarding. It's fun. And, I don't know, some douchebag Jay Porks, you know, posted this. You should like him. Did anyone comment? Nobody commented. Because nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right. Everybody saw that people were putting on social media to check their Ticketmaster accounts. You really should. And I'll tell you why. If you bought tickets from shows at Ticketmaster between October of 1999... and February 2013, you have free tickets in your vouchers. Let's read the article from TheVerge.com. In 2013, Ticketmaster lost a class action lawsuit over its shady processing fees. Shady processing fees you've heard me talk about several times. This week, those of us who purchased tickets between October 1999 and February 2013 reap the rewards of a court case in the form of free ticket vouchers, applicable to a limited set of shows pre-selected by the ticket seller. The options are, broadly speaking, terrible. I'm reading the article here. The article says that they're terrible. However, buried deep beneath 90s piss rock, it says in parentheses, looking at you, Korn, and 70s dad rock, in parentheses, I see you, Steely Dan. There are a few legit options. If you happen to live in the right place, have the right night free, and beat every other voucher holder to the punch, you might actually get something out of this racket. These are the best shows so far, as selected by a random collective of The Verge reporters. I personally do not take responsibility for the inclusion or exclusion of any recommendations. Please direct your feedback to I have strong feelings about your free Ticketmaster accommodations at TheVerge.com. Oh, boy. We're assuming more shows will be looped into this freebie calendar. Like, Ticketmaster will add at least one show for New York City, right? 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 Yeah, so there is no... shows actually in New York City happening. As of yet. These are, I think they're using Live Nation owned venues. So let's go through the list. We have the Art of Rap Festival featuring Public Enemy, Ice-T, Naughty by Nature, and more. And you can get into that for free if you're in Dallas, Texas on July 16th. That's my dad's birthday. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, July 31st. If you're in Tinley Park, Illinois, August 5th. The Beach Boys, August 19th in Indianapolis, Indiana. Margina from Concert Confessions is going to hit the Beach Boys. The Cure in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 23rd. Dolly Parton, September 24th in Mountain View, California. Flight of the Conchords, June 28th, Mountain View, California. July 12th, Atlanta, Georgia. Gary Clark Jr., July 16th, Nashville, Tennessee. That's my dad's birthday. Hall & Oates. Guys, you can definitely get into Hall & Oates. You can get into Hall & Oates July 10th in Camden, New Jersey. July 12th in Homedale, New Jersey. July 22nd in Tinley Park, Illinois. July 24th, Noblesville, Indiana. September 9th in Auburn, Washington. September 14th in Phoenix, Arizona. And September 18th, Concord, California. The Kids Bop Kids, I don't know who these are. August 14th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And August 19th in Georgia. Cool in the Gang, July 22nd in Charlotte, North Carolina. July 23rd in Raleigh, North Carolina. August 13th, they're in Bristow, Virginia. Cool and the Gang. Cool and the Gang. I had the sneaky suspicion just there that the thing wasn't recording. And I'm like, 8 minutes into the second half, and that would have sucked donkey testicles. Ryan Adams and Kurt Vile. This is a show I would love to get to. July 22nd, Camden, New Jersey. If anyone wants to go, let's go. I don't know what day of the week it's on, but Salt and Pepper, July 16th in Georgia. That's my dad's birthday. And August 6th in Camden, New Jersey. Weezer and Panic at the Disco. The only one that's not available is the PNC Bank Art Center date that I wanted to go hit, but that I can't go hit because I don't have a free ticket voucher for it. But June 21st in Raleigh, North Carolina, June 22nd, Virginia Beach, June 24th in Bristow, Virginia, July 5th in Camden, New Jersey. That's the first day of my summer job, or I would definitely do it. I do have a summer school student. I do not have to serve food over the summer. July 10th, Tinley Park, Illinois. This is still Weezer and Panic. July 12th, Noblesville, Indiana. July 15th, Dallas, Texas. July 19th in Maryland Heights. July 31st, Mountain View, California. August 2nd, Phoenix, Arizona. And August 3rd in Chula Vista, California. Weird Al Yankovic is July 7th in Indianapolis, Indiana. And those are all the ones that they have listed here, now, currently, on TheVerge.com. I'm going to tell you guys a story. Okay? So I was looking at this list. I'm thinking, wow, I have no money. I was thinking, I have no money, so I need to figure out how I'm going to shows. So here's what I did. I looked at the list. There's not a lot of shows that I'd want to pay for, okay? But I have the maximum amount of vouchers. Remember, I'm a guy who used to go to 20 shows a year. I went to 23 concerts 1 year. I know that that's not like some of you are like, oh, well, I saw Fish 23 times in a 9 month span and they played for 7 hours at Cypress Creek and Fish 8, Festival 8, whatever it is. I know. I know that you're all cooler and better than me, but let me finish my damn story. So there was times where I was, you know, 23 shows deep, 19 shows deep, 20 shows deep a year. This year I've been to like three. Three is actually being nice about it. I think I've been to one. Damn. No, I've been to two. I've been to Jewel. I've been to Ween. I don't know who else. There had to be something else in there. There was something in January. All right, anyway. So, I texted my friend Pam, and I said, Pam, do you want to go see Sublime with Rome July 8th at PNC Bank Art Center? She was like, hell yeah. I was like, okay, you owe me $0. Bought the tickets. So, yeah, all right, I get it. It's not Sublime. Brad Knoll died. I know. I get it. He died right before they made one more album where they could have became like this classic, one of the greatest rock bands ever. I understand. Sublime with Rome is pretty neat. And I'll go see them, especially for the cold, hard price of $0. $0. Then, Then, I texted Amanda. Shoutouts to Amanda, Blue Snowball Microphone. Me and her went to see Jewel. And I remember mentioning to her, I was like, Amanda, you know who I really want to go see? She was like, who? She didn't talk like that, but I just felt like doing a girl's voice. And I was like, you know who I really want to go see? She was like, who? 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 I was like, I want to go see Heart with Joan Jett and Cheap Trick. She was like, I want to go see that. And then my check comes, I spend the check, I don't have any money. But guess what's on the list? Heart, Joan Jett, Cheap Trick, not PNC Bank Art Center. It's in Camden, July 31st. Sent over the text. Hey, Amanda, you want to go? Okay, cool. You owe me $0. That's another thing. You're able to cash in two. The voucher is good for two free tickets. Then, I recall I used to be a waiter. And when I was a waiter, I worked with this kid, Matt. And Matt was like, yo, we gotta go. For like 2 years, we were like, yo, we gotta go see Snoop Dogg. That's like a concert that me and you both on the same page with, and we gotta go see Snoop Dogg. Unfortunately, Snoop Dogg was coming to town with Wiz Khalifa on a Tuesday. And Tuesday was pasta night, which was my best night of the week. So there was no thought. So when he bought the Snoop Dogg tickets, there was no way I can say to myself, oh, well, you know, buy the tickets and I'll get coverage, because there was no coverage. But I don't work there anymore. So then I said, I texted Matt. I was like, yo, Matt, you got tickets to Snoop and Wiz? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. See you there. Because now I got tickets to Snoop and Wiz. August 2nd at PNC Bank Arts Center. And as we speak, I'm waiting for Pam to text me back to give me the okay on this August 26th at PNC Prophets of Rage show. I'll go see that too. So just to put it in perspective, Ticketmaster spent years overcharging people. And some folks may be unappreciative at the list of shows that are made available to them via free concert voucher. Me, on the other hand, I did the math. I spent today, while I was at work, picking out shows, I literally bought $292 worth of concert tickets, and I paid exactly $0 for it. I didn't even pay any money in fees. I didn't even need to get the insurance because the tickets were free and I'm not going to lose any money. And all of these venues are places where I'm going to get a ride there. Now, Camden, I'll probably go to Philly and then have a man to pick me up from there because she lives closer to Philly than she does to me. Still, I'm going to have rides to these places. Ride to Sublime. Ride to Snoop. Ride to Cheap Trick, Hart, and Joan Jett. Those are three awesome shows that I'm going to see for, let me add it up again, $0. So I would encourage you folks, if you have a Ticketmaster account, even if you think that you never bought a ticket via Ticketmaster, I promise you, log in and check it out. There is redeemable coupons there for you. And you are not going to regret it. Listen, schlepping to a show is kind of annoying when you got to take a bus to a train to a boat. No. A bus to a train, to a boat, to a train, to a bus, to a place you spend $71 for a ticket, and then they're not going to let you take a picture because the fucking security guards have fucking stuff up the raccoons up their ass. Because, you know, their job isn't awesome or anything. The kid Matt's in he's at PNC for the Wiz and Snoop show, but he's like in the seats. He's like, yo, I'm first row. Not first row. He's like, I'm front section. I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, we'll meet up after the show. After the show? I'm going to be next to you before Snoop even hits the stage. Bet you anything. PNC, I call it sneak down fucking Bank Art Center. This is the venue I go to where I buy $20 tickets and then I end up in the $70 seats. Ticketmaster came through. Who would have thought? And here's Pam right now. Pam just texted me if you heard that. And if Pam listens, she'll know that. Okay. So Prophets of Rage is on Renee's birthday. So probably not. I do want to go see Prophets of Rage with somebody. All right, so I'm on hold for Prophets of Rage right now, but if you guys have any insider knowledge, and I do, those Prophets of Rage shows are dangerously undersold. They really overestimated the amount of tickets they were going to sell. They're playing large venues. They should be playing... They're playing, like, B venues. They should be playing, like, C venues. Not market-wise. I mean, like, amount of people it holds. Like, they're not playing the Garden, but they're playing PNC. PNC is a large outdoor venue where I saw Smashing Pumpkins and Marilyn Manson. Smashing Pumpkins and Marilyn Manson versus Prophets of Rage. Now, it's not Rage Against the Machine. It's the guys from Rage Against the Machine without their lead singer. And in the lead singer spot, it's Be Real from Cypress Hill and Chuck D from Public Enemy. Which, by the way, that sounds freaking incredible to me. And I really want to go see that. So, it's going to be Renee's birthday on that day. I am guaranteeing that I can use multiple vouchers. Like, if I can use one voucher for two tickets. So I can use two vouchers for four tickets. So we're going to see if Renee wants to go to Prophets of Rage. That will be my birthday present to her because it would cost me $0. And yeah, they're going to be giving away tickets to that anyway. And I'm assuming more stuff is going to show up on this list. I'm assuming that, like, when shows become undersold, they will get added to the list. How pumped? I mean, really. I just told Pam, log into Ticketmaster, see if you got any vouchers. I also saw somewhere, now I'm not sure if this is true, somebody tell me. There's a rumor going around that you can use your free ticket voucher to buy a ticket for free and then sell it on StubHub, not for free. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, but I don't want to waste any of my vouchers and then come to find out you can't sell the ticket. So I'm not going to load up on Rascal Flatts tickets and then, you know, be stuck with them. Because I'd rather cut myself on every inch of my body than own a Rascal Flatts ticket, even if I don't go to the show. That's gross. Ticketmaster, I don't believe it. I don't believe you're hooking brothers up. That'd be so cray-cray. All day, day. Alright. I'm gonna get up on out of here because it's getting a little late for Andy to be able to post this tonight. That's me. I get the podcast out on Tuesday. I'm sending it over to Andy like 5 minutes before he would normally post it. I'm sure that's annoying. If you know me, you know that I'm a very annoying person. One more day to school, guys, then it's summertime. One of the moms? Before I get up on out of here? I do the aftercare. I have one kid. I have a student who I work with, who I'm in class with all day, and he's my, you know, he's... I write his notes. I'm with him. He's my case. That's from 8 to 2:30. But a couple of days a week, I do aftercare, where you sit there and you wait. You sit in a classroom and you wait for the kids whose parents work and stuff. They work late. Their parents aren't there yet. You wait till about 5:30, you know, and parents come pick up their kids. Today I come into school and they're like, did you get your gift? What gift? One of the moms got me a bottle of wine. And I'll put the picture up on the notes with a little card that says, Jason, thank you for all you do. Aw, how great is that? I didn't deserve that. I gave the bottle of wine to my mom, like she needs more alcohol, but, you know, I'm not going to drink it. I don't drink alcohol, I'd rather do drugs. Alright, I'm going to get up on out of here, but before I do, I'm going to give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com, that's where you'll get your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. There is also Dare Network headquarters is at AndyDare.com. That's where you'll get all your Dare Network podcasting needs, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, whether that's the flagship show, The Andy Dare Show, whether that's Jesse Unplugged or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast. You will get it all at AndyDare.com. AndyDarer.com is Darer Network HQ. Also, ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ. 89xradio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback alternative, throwing it back on like it's Thursday, only it's on Sunday. She's the coolest cucumber in the salad. Tweet at her, tell her I said that. And of course, every week, the headlines, whether it's, you know, articles about Dinosaur Jr.'s new video written by me, or whether it's, you know, Ticketmaster stuff happening, you can get it all at AndyQuiet.com, AndyQuiet.com, all killer, no filler, your source for quality, no clickbait bullshit. Until next week, folks. Until next week. Keep toking on the wacky weed. Keep listening to the Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J. Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.